thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The European Union gives Zimbabwe close to $270 million, the first direct aid to President Robert Mugabe's government since the bloc imposed sanctions in 2002.
We will try to commit more than half of the National Indicative Program this year, helping the government kickstarting its reform agenda, underpinning our common commitment to move forward to stop economic and social decline and to give hope to the people of this country.
The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission chairperson says the commission is now in charge of the country's voter registration and not the Registrar General Tobaiwa Mudede's office, as the preparations for by-elections to fill former Vice President Joyce Mujuru's seat, among others, continues.
Briefing Parliament's Justice, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs Portfolio Committee on the Commission's preparedness for the by-elections, Makarau said they would not use the discredited Registrar General Compiled Register, but they carried out their own registration from 26 January to 10 February.
We have started off with a pilot project for these two constituencies and the two by-elections. It is our hope that once we have gotten it right with these two constituencies, then we roll out a nationwide.
And political temperatures are rising again in the ZANU-PF party, with the return of First Lady Grace Mugabe from the Far East paving the way for the disciplinary hearing of the party's former Secretary for Administration, Didmus Mutasa, for alleged insubordination and bringing the name of the party in disrepute.
The European Union is giving close to $270 million to Zimbabwe, the first direct aid to President Robert Mugabe's government since the bloc imposed sanctions in 2002. The aid package unveiled in Harare today will fund healthcare, agriculture and good governance projects over the next 6 years. For years, the EU has funneled aid to Zimbabwe through third-party groups because of documented corruption and human rights abuses by Mugabe officials and allies. Following pressure from African nations, the EU has gradually lifted travel and financial restrictions on Zimbabwean officials, but the sanctions for President Mugabe and his wife Grace remain in effect. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
The European Union and the government of Zimbabwe today signed the National Indicative Programme, a joint cooperation strategy between Harare and Brussels that will be funded by the 11th European Development Fund between 2014 and 2020. Speaking at the signing ceremony in Harare Monday, EU Ambassador to Zimbabwe, Philippe Van Dam, said he hoped that the resources would be put to good use, adding that he expects Harare to institute some democratic reforms.
We agreed with the government and the National Authorizing Officer that we would try to commit more than half of the National Indicative Program this year, helping the government kickstarting its reform agenda, underpinning our common commitment to move forward to stop economic and social decline and to give hope to the people of this country.
To ensure that there was better cooperation between Harare and Brussels, Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa says the EU should immediately lift sanctions on President Robert Mugabe and his wife Grace, imposed in 2002 for alleged election rigging and human rights violations. Last November, the EU struck off the sanctions list most senior officials of Mr. Mugabe's administration, but only the president and his wife remained.
This signing ceremony, Your Excellency, is a significant step towards normalization of our relations. While we have taken these significant steps towards normalization, we must remain cognizant of the fact that there is still unfinished business. Zimbabwe Incorporated, I'm talking here of Zimbabwe, the economy, has a chief executive. And as long as the chief executive remains under sanctions, our relations remain poisoned and unproductive. I therefore take this opportunity to call for the unconditional lifting of sanctions against our head of state, His Excellency, and the First Lady.
Political analyst Ernest Mudzengi, director of the Media Center, tells Studio 7 that the restrictive measures were not serving any purpose towards the revival of the country's economy.
This government of President Robert Mugabe continues to use those restrictions as an excuse for its failure to turn around the economy. You know, whenever something is presented pertaining to the issue of the economic crisis, this government says this is a result of sanctions. So I think it would be better if the European Union unconditionally lift those restrictions on President Mugabe and any other that may be remaining, so that the truth can be seen for what it is.
Meanwhile, Willard Manungo, permanent secretary in the finance ministry, who is also the authorization officer of the joint strategy signed today, says the development assistance provided by the EU will be channeled towards agriculture and health sectors, as well as strengthening governance institutions in order to strengthen the rule of law through institutional capacity building.
Zimbabwe is set to benefit to the extent of 234 million euro worth of programs and projects under the 11th EDF. And the allocations will be in the area of health, there's 88 million euro. In the area of agriculture-based economic development, there's 88 million euro. Then governance and the institution building, there's 45 million euro. Then there's 6 million euro for civil society. Then there is 4 million for the technical cooperation facility, and then another 3 million for the national authorizing office.
The EU says that under this agreement, 6 million euros were set aside for civil society, and the money will be channeled through government. But Terry Mutanga, director of the Coalition Against Corruption, says he fears that some of this money will not reach the non-governmental organizations.
There's been a lot of mistrust, and I can see a situation whereby some civic society or most of the civic societies in the country won't receive any cent from the government.
The decision by the EU to channel the funds through Treasury also come at a time when a number of local civil society organizations are being investigated by the Washington administration for misuse of funds allocated to them for their work in Zimbabwe. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.